Peace and light to everyone. Welcome to the Third Eye Five Just a Vibe podcast. Today's episode is the Halloween special, the part two of Extraterrestrial. So this dated back to Halloween, and it's the part two of the Extraterrestrial. Tap in, give us feedback, let us know, support our business by going to our page at www.thirdeyefive.com. Peace.
All right, we back with the part three. It ain't over yet. It said Anunnaki will return to Earth for the common law of cause and effect, which broke over time. They are responsible for their human creation. Others say Anunnaki are already here and maintain control over human evolution throughout perverted elite groups. Some say Anunnaki are human reptilians or reptile influence. The Dracos and the Anunnaki are said to be
same. I knew I resonated just a little too much.
Today, extraterrestrials and enthusiasts says what they say. The Anunnaki have finally come to terms with the errors of their ways and are making every effort to correct their karma. Technology. The Anunnaki have great space spacers. Mothership designed with multiple cities, replicas of the past civilizations. Their fleet crafts are two half domes that form into oval shapes. When transported, tiny organic pillars attract from the center in a ship to sense the universal vibration. Once the ship has found its resonation, it propels itself into an antimatter burst. Into old secret hyperspace corridors. That's how you say it. Corridors created by their ancestors long ago for the instant teleportation across the universal divides. They prefer to travel in incognito to avoid detection from the hyper alert. Of the Glenation. Galacterian alignment eyes. Their consciousness ability, the Anunnaki enjoy created beings, being statues. Their divine power has extensively diminished over time due to their ego, but what they use to be able to do with the power of their mind, they are slowly replacing it with technology. Dimensional capacity, they're capable of living and traveling up to the sixth realm.
So
that's the Anunnaki.
What I was gonna say earlier, right? He said something very important, pertaining to something that we discussed earlier in the conversation. And pretty much what he said was the Anunnaki, they took gold, right? Liquefied it and where they made liquid light.
Yeah, they turned gold and made it to liquid light to protect the sun.
From hitting the earth. To protect the sun. And see, most people are like, well, where they go? Where they go at now? They done birthed us and they left us here. Well, when they gonna come back and come and save us from all these goddamn Draco babies running around, right?
They said when the Bureau comes closer, that's when they will return.
The Bureau's been coming closer, though.
That's gonna fuck me up.
Damn. something to think about, y'all. That's something to think about, y'all. The reason why I want to say this, right? The reason why I say this.
So that means you're going to be really dealing with survival mode at its finest.
Yeah, zombies.
That's going to be honest, dude. I'm saying that this is just... the zombie conversation.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. You know what? I'm going to pull the video up. Facts.
The aliens, man. I don't know about extraterrestrials, man.
Hold on. What you want to hear about the zombie apocalypse?
Or the hologram? All right, let's talk about the hologram aliens first, real quick.
All right, here we go. Go ahead, cause I'm about to put this video up there.
All right, holographic aliens. Why is this shit so important, man? Cause see, trying to wipe my fucking brain from this shit, bro. I'm trying to hold on to this thought, and it's not working.
That's how I'm scared to talk in front of Siri.
The holographic aliens.
It's right? Here.
I was like the aliens. I'm talking about them motherfuckers in that astral realm. But look, the holographic aliens, right? Why is it important? Or why is it relevant? Or why would I even put that in a sentence? Holographic aliens? Niggas never even seen an alien, never even seen a holographic one. So how the fuck can he know what an alien looks like in the first place to have a holographic alien? That's what's so dangerous about it, right? Because it makes you think like, damn, if I was to see aliens in the Earth, even though I've never seen aliens before, I think about that shit like, damn, is it really real or not? First thing I do is be terrorized and run fear, right? But at the same amount of time as this, right? The reason why I know, because I started my spiritual journey by looking up the New Game Project, and I'm here right now talking about this shit with you guys. This shit is so fucking ironic. It's so fucking crazy. Cryptocurrency was in that. This is over 10 years ago. This is over 10 years ago, bro. And just last year, I did the whole little excerpt from the Jesus thing and the fake goddamn flying Santa Claus. Did you see that on my story last year?
No.
There was a flying Santa Claus that they put all across the fucking
world. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, so you remember seeing
it, right? You pull that up? I remember when you said that.
I put that shit on my story. I put Young Pharaoh breakdown of what Christmas was, and he broke down all the characters and stuff. And also, I wanted to relate the technology that they used for the flying Santa Claus with the Blue Moon Project, and I wanted to tie that in with the
alien. That's on fucking CDC website.
They're going to play an alien invasion on America.
Whoa.
Wow. No, not even in America, across the world. You see, and you want to know how I know? You want to know how I know? Because of the pandemic.
That's what I'm saying. I tell you what, the pandemic was the best time of my life. Like, when you are conscious and not one of the people who's being controlled, right? It's fucking fun. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
It's a level up
in consciousness. It's like you got a, ooh, another time.
Yeah, the true self comes out.
You want to know, you ask yourself, I swear to God, the shrine person, the shrine light work on a day-to-day basis, or even the shrine evil motherfucker on a day-to-day basis, is trying to figure out how they can get the attention of the whole world and gain the power of the whole world, which wouldn't necessarily be the attention, right? But at the same time as this, like these motherfuckers, right?
Why do people have this weird obsession with power?
man because of how it makes you feel. Like, but at the same time, it's like that's what all these extraterrestrials.
Yeah, that's that extraterrestrial shit.
Like all of that draining, all of that incubus, we just give it these little elementary retarded ass English names to describe the shit. But
we just try to love.
Literally, that's the only way that we can conceptualize the energy to communicate with each other here. But at the same time, that's not to say that everything. But anyway, holographic aliens, why is this shit so fucking important, bro? Because that's like this equivalent to the theorem of Jesus or whoever the fuck you believe in coming to you to give you your judgment.
I want to say something, though.
The capacity that your mind, body, and soul will interpret that is at that same frequency.
Jesus Christ does not judge. God does not judge. Mankind judges.
Which Jesus Christ to you?
God.
We're not talking about that.
It's funny that people think that God is going to judge, but it's because they're giving God a human trait.
Yeah, we are all God.
Perfect God does not judge.
Exactly. Right. To the zombie apocalypse. If y'all don't see,
that's equivalent to
yeah.
Holographic aliens and zombie apocalypse is equivalent.
It's zombie apocalypse. I can say that the zombie apocalypse may or may not happen, but the way that it's looking, with the military and CDC preparing for this shit, it looked like this shit gonna happen.
That's just the surface. I clicked on the website. The website says that is just a scare tactic that they're using to keep people prepared. To let you know that they about to plant some shit on your motherfucking ass. They terrorizing your motherfucking ass. You don't know? You're not aware?
So are they gonna make zombies?
No, what you mean?
Real or what?
That's just another illusion.
Is it people who...
Hold on, why you say it?
Zombies is an illusion, just a figure of speech.
Everybody's
not tapping into that shit though.
Listen, bro.
But look, I don't know if you've seen that the doctor that came out and exposed the what's actually in the fucking vaccine shit. It's a doctor that
listen all of that.
I don't think that's a correlation though. No, but you see, but you see I Am Legend, right? What happened to I Am Legend?
The dude picked this up, right?
Like, don't know. What caused the shit to happen with I Am Legend, with the people, with the zombie shit?
Vaccine,
and it fucked them up. And the vaccine, with this vaccine, it has some coloration in it.
You see that word over and over again.
The jab.
So wait, you got the vaccine?
No. The jab.
Uh-oh.
You talking about the jab. There's a doctor that came out that tested Johnson & Johnson and Moderna and found out there was coloration inside the
Here's something that we gotta understand, y'all.
I'm
trying to break out the matrix.
I can't believe people will be talking like my mom and dad be like talking about the Johnson. They be talking about it in conversations and I'm like
they buying into the shit.
You don't have
right?
anything to talk it's about.
Like, so wait, y'all not getting vaccinated?
Hell no. For what?
We're not having a conversation right now.
I'm one with nature. Anything that goes against nature is not
an anti-so-and-so either. I'm just like, I'm absolutely not.
That's what they say. That's what they say. They don't know that. They never tested it.
But look, they never tested it. Would you rather be good?
I was saying something pertaining to the government. Mind control. All of this shit is a fucking illusion. We know it's an illusion. So why the fuck are we buying into the ideas of...
How do you know
it's an illusion?
How do you know what it is?
It don't have to be. Because regardless, I'm going to be the same way as you. But the shot is going to be anything extra.
Do you not know that the shot, it messes with the DNA in the blood and your system, bro?
I can, as a person who has experience, I like to say that I can understand why people die. You know what I'm saying? It's the type of thing where it's like, you die. But it's like, that's why people are scared, so they don't feel like, blank.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, but it's like, it's just, I don't know, it's enough. You know what I'm saying? If you can, boom, if you're good, you're good. It's like, I'm still not worth it.
This is a mental disease. That's all it is.
Wait, that's what you got to do.
Probably.
The government needs mind control. So if they can influence, like we said earlier, through fear. That to get this, but ultimately, this motherfucker's dying. Why? Because it's like it's I absorbed his energy earlier when I forgot my thoughts because he forgot his thoughts. It's the same shit.
When you understand that to die when it's time to die, and you're not going to die before or after it's time to die. Like, you're going to die one time when you die, and you can't control it.
Yes, you can.
You think you can.
Why?
And people think they can.
Why am I saying this, though? Ask me why am I saying this. Because, first of all, we are in a universe. That's what we need to understand first and foremost. You have to tap into that divine power first. Then you know that we are inside of this planet, which is ran by these people who have their order and structure. Whether or not that what they believe to be best suitable for them will be best suitable for us in all conditions, but we cannot forget that we are the guardians of this galaxy.
Yeah, what if everybody is really just a dummy and people who we see on the TV and the internet who seem like they're in power, they're not in power, it's just the algorithm. It's like,
that's why,
that's why I'm saying,
Draco, there are masters of puppets.
And that's why I continuously say that I am you and you are me.
Yeah, it's like,
because I'm going around every day reminding fragmental parts of myself.
And I'll give you this example. It's like, okay, when you look at your Instagram and you go on your explore page and you keep scrolling, right? And it's catered to you. So there's an algorithm that keeps producing things that are going to be what you want to see. So is the phone creating the algorithm or are you creating the algorithm? You see what I'm saying? Exactly. And so it's like, it's the same thing with his life. It's the same thing with life. So it's like, with the things that you're talking about, it's like, it's happening and you are paying attention to it, so it makes it keep happening. And
so what I'm saying is this, right? Right? To add on to what you're saying is that how do we stop it? Right?
You don't.
You can't stop death. You can't stop life either. It just happens. Energy, it just is what it is. But while you're in this space and time, you have ultimate say-so.
Uh-huh. So you either focus on those things and you're like, oh my god, how do we stop things that we can't stop? Oh my god, how do we stop them? We can't stop them, but how do we stop? It's like, or you could be like, hey, free. You know?
Because it's like, I would love to kick Bill Gates in the mouth.
Who is that?
No kissing.
Exactly. I would love to kick that nigga. I would love to kick Oprah Winfrey in her shit.
I'm like,
why am I saying this? Because that is parts of myself that need to be punched in the fucking mouth.
Yeah, I get it. But it's like, at the same time, it's like, you only heard the things that people say about them.
No.
You never met them.
No, I don't have to. I know enough about the universe to know.
Have you looked them in their eyes in real life?
I don't have to. I'm intuitive.
Just think about it. It's like, people not even thinking like this man is like, he's the CEO and founder of Microsoft. And he invested in the vaccine, which what? They have learned how to with the jab. They have learned with the jab to make liquid microchips and make it breathable. I think I talked to you about that shit.
Is that for real?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. They have seen it's in a university lab. They showed you how they made a liquid microchip and it's breathing. They took one of the shits from the hospital and put the things on it, and you can see that it's breathing within the liquid.
Whether it's false or not.
Things,
whether it's false or not,
they make it a universal.
Look,
it's in a universal.
Whether he's false or not, the fact that he can regurgitate it back to us means it's a possibility in the universe.
Yes.
Facts.
Okay.
And as descriptive as he was,
and if you
whether
think
it's
about
false
it,
or not,
one possibility out of infinite possibilities equals nothing.
But I can say that his idea or his conception plus her idea and her conception plus my idea and my conception, your idea and your conception will balance itself out.
All right, so if you don't...
And it will create the reality.
So if it equals the nothing, go ahead and take the vaccine then. If it don't, if it equals the nothing, go ahead and take it.
Or not. That's fine.
This is good content right here.
Like, or not.
It's destroying.
Like, or not. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, instead of being like, no, I'm not going to do it because I saw this. I'm just like, no thanks.
Not necessarily.
For no reason.
Not
for
necessarily.
No reason. Nope.
Until the motherfuckers.
I don't like needles.
Look, until the world's finest. Oh, one world army, one world order come marching down your fucking street.
And
like,
it's not gonna fucking happen.
And this is
like we thought this shit going on would not happen.
They
and it's happening.
On it though.
It's
you have
happening.
To. You have to.
It yeah, they're replacing National Guards with the people in the medical field.
But
not acknowledging
happening.
Things does not mean.
But
okay.
It's been happening though.
Just because you don't say something don't
mean
medical it's
not requirements
true.
For schooling, medical requirements for travel.
What are you breathing in right now?
Is we allowing people to drive?
How to speak life to
us.
What are we breathing in right now?
Can I allow someone to join?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, this is the perfect time.
No,
what are we breathing?
No, I couldn't tell you.
Science.
What we collectively identify as oxygen. And you can't see
it. I don't know
nitrogen.
Yeah, you want something? Only a small percentage of this whole air is oxygen. It's mostly something else.
Of course not. It's stank-ass breath. And booty, pee, methane gas, all these gases.
Okay.
You?
Do you think about that every single
what's
time?
Young? What's good, man?
Hold up. I'm trying to turn my camera around.
This Mark is the one that gave me the book.
What was he calling?
I want to tap in one on what he was saying. Saying. I want to tap in more with what Nue was saying about how when there's just because he can perceive it in his mind that that's a possibility. Yeah, that's a fact. Like if you ever been on, huh? I was trying to speak on. First, let me say peace to all. You know what I'm saying? Salam alaikum. You know what I'm saying? Peace to all. But I'm showing you the volume thing. Yeah, what I was saying was what Nue was talking about when he was saying that just for people. He was saying like. Whether it's real or it's not real, whether it be false or not, he was saying just for the fact that he can perceive it in his mind. Really, like what I gotta say is just for the fact that he can perceive it in his mind, it's already been created, bro. And in another universe somewhere, it's already like a whole universe based on his one thought. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So what Nue was saying, 100% facts. 100% facts.
From all people who think all things, does that mean it's not real for you?
Negative.
If
mean,
I if I never
I mean,
did, because guess what? Now that you put well, basically listen. So you have this thought in your mind, which is now created or confirmed that it is something that they created, and now you gave it.
And that's another thing is that
it was never my reality before; it was your reality. And you gave it to me. You're spreading your reality to me.
That's the same. That's
so
the same.
So I was never around here, and I was all alone in a box. None of this reality would be like
so what happened? What happened if it would happen to your family or something like that?
I would wonder how someone would survive without anyone else around them.
Oh my God,
it'd be not like. How would it go? How would it? It wouldn't because you from birth. You
know, oh, that my phone was freezing.
I was saying that basically
you can't separate yourself, you know, I mean, you could try to separate yourself, but like, based on like the law of vibration and rhythm, man can't separate themselves from nothing, even the good or the bad, you know what I'm saying? It's a one vibration, and that's what the book is talking about when it's saying, they follow the common law of one.
Say it one more time. Hold on. We let him join the live. This open up for him. Cause he said some keeping. What'd you say, bro?
Yeah, basically what I was saying is like we try to separate ourselves from things, but it's not possible. You know why? Because we're made of the invisible fragments, like your melanin, your skin, like the same thing when Nuwe was talking about. He was saying that glass window was not solid. It's not. It had to come from something, and one day it's going to be destroyed back into an oblivion. So it's like, if you ever been on mushrooms or LSD, you know you one with everything, because you'd be like sticking to the wall, or like you might spit on the ground, and you'll see your soul will come out through that spit. You'll be on the ground, and your body still be up here. You know what I'm saying? But like, it's good to see y'all built like that, because ultimately we need every collective conscience. So like what Sis is saying, there's a truth to that too, because they tell you that in the Hermetic laws, the laws of Zahuti, that every lie is half true and every truth is half false. So I see other sis over there with the dreadlocks, with the black sweater on. I see she kind of looking like, well, I don't know. So I'm seeing like the different segments of wisdom, you know what I'm saying? I'm just really fucking with the build. Like, y'all went in, you feel me? Y'all going in. I'm just enjoying the build, you know what I'm saying?
That's what we do. I'm trying to get you to join, bro.
Yeah, like, I wanted to pull up, you know what I'm saying? I have my shirt on. I wanted to pull up, you feel me? I thought I might work tomorrow, but yeah,
every
so
Tuesday,
like.
Every Tuesday, bro.
Hold on, right?
Every Tuesday. We talking too much real shit. Everybody got there.
Hold up. My phone was messing up. Hold up. My phone messing up. But yeah, like I thought I had to work, right? But look, like on some real shit, I talked to Quan about this already, bro. Like, I am Pleiadian. You know what I'm saying? That's why I wear my collar up. Like, okay, Dr. Phil Valentine, he said that we got about like 24 extraterrestrial races that we related to. So boom, how did I find out that? Cause like we reptilian too. Like we got a lot of reptilian genes. Because keep in mind, these draconians, bro, these reptilians, they've been on our planet for thousands and thousands of years. Then you got to go back to when we were celestial family. So we've been knowing each other for millions of years. So they could have did certain shit to our DNA before we even became solid physical beings. When we were just straight up celestial beings, same form and everything, but we were celestial, meaning we was in the heavens. You know what I'm saying? That's why when Nuwe was saying, as above, so below, everything from the heaven is here now. You can read that in different books. Everything, hoodies and all, that's from the heaven. That's heavenly knowledge. Taking a plant, taking weed and breaking it down, that's knowledge of the heavens. Man don't know. Man doesn't really know too much about that original man, like Nuwe was saying. Original man, he doesn't know about the beautifying of the eyelids and making breastplates and making swords. Like, Anunnaki. In Africa, the word Naki means snake. So, I heard the word on means black. So when they say the Anunnaki came down, in some books I read, they're trying to say the Anunnaki and the reptilians may be the same
people. Yeah, we just talked about that. That's what it said.
Yeah, because
as we know, there's different variations of reptilians, and that's the big thing that I want to highlight.
Like, look, bro, I've been being gang stalked by the reptilians for like a solid year and a half now. Raekwon know about it. And see, like, okay, this is some real shit. Being that other people gonna watch this, all the real shit gotta come out. Like, people don't know. I wanna say y'all, but I don't wanna throw y'all like in a loop like that, but cause I don't wanna be like, oh, y'all don't know how much good job y'all are doing. But it's true, because it's like, think about what we into versus this knowledge. What are we into outside of this shit? What I'm about to eat today? Yeah, like, what I'm about to eat today? What I'm about to smoke today?
Right.
How much money will I get before I die?
Yeah.
We tapped into all type of shit that these motherfuckers came here and they gave us money, like they created money, all this shit. I can go back to my dreams, but back to me being really on this shit for real, like when it comes to like, all right, first of all, we is all extraterrestrials. It's not one physical fleshly being you see that's not extraterrestrial. So don't exclude yourself from the knowledge like, oh, we learned about the extraterrestrials. No, these is your family. And if you go, it's like, it's some shit.
That's your man.
Yeah, like, it's some shit. Auntie. It's some shit around me. Huh?
That's your auntie. That's our auntie you're talking about. That is your family.
Yeah, that's fam, bro. Like, Quan, like, everything I'm about to tell y'all, Quan, no. Like, bro. I got stuff drawn on my wall, like
to parallel universes, bro. Cause if we get into motherfucking microscopic detail, we talking about other built forms of ourselves.
Oh, let me tell you about when I first moved to the crib here and how I came across.
Man, we gonna have to do a part 2.
Part two.
No.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Part 2.0.
Fucking part 2.0.
Part 5.5.
Hey, look, man,
this is a nice build.
I think it's the best one. Halloween special.
What's our next topic going to be? What's
there
right?
We got a schedule.
Oh, we got to do?
Yes, we do have a schedule.